Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Imagine waking up one morning and discovering that CNN, yes, the very same CNN that spent years daily attacking Donald Trump, all the while telling us that Biden was sharp as a tack, that same CNN is now openly calling President Trump, quote, the most influential president of the century. The shock on Democrat voters' faces? Priceless. But what's even more stunning is that this isn't some conservative fantasy. It's actually happening. The data is absolutely undeniable, and even CNN is being forced to admit it.
It is not the only way that Trump is remaking America. What are we talking about? Well, let's jump. The other big thing that Trump ran on, right, was immigration. How about net migration in the United States? Get this. It's down. It's going to be down at least 60%. We may be dealing with, get this, negative net migration to the United States in 2025. That would be the first time there is negative net migration in this country in at least 50 years. We're talking about down from 2.8 million in 2024. So Donald Trump has always run on tariffs, and he's run on a hawkish line on immigration. And on both of those issues, we are seeing record high tariff rates for this century going all the way back. Well back into the early part of the 20th century. And when it comes to immigration, net migration, we are seeing record low levels, way down from where we were during the Biden administration. We are potentially looking at negative net migration for the first time in at least 50 years. And that is a big reason why that I'm saying that Trump, at least in my mind, is the most influential president, certainly this century, and probably dating a good back chunk into the 20th century as well, Omar.
So when you say most influential, I mean, statistically, how much is Trump doing?
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about this. How about executive orders? Already, 180 executive orders signed by Donald Trump this year. You have to go all the way back to the FDR administration once again to find a year in which there were as many executive orders signed as we have this year. To give you an idea, Biden during his first year signed 77. That's the entire year. We're only a little bit more than halfway through this year, Omar. Again, this is why I'm saying executive orders, immigration with net migration, and we're talking about tariffs and the effective tariff rate. Donald Trump is remaking the United States. Love it, like it, or lump it. He has been tremendously influential to a historic degree, Omar.
Now, make no mistake, by the way, that was CNN's Harry Enten, their chief data analyst. Dropping that might be the biggest bombshell ever dropped on CNN. Their chief data analyst just declared on live television, whether you like it or not, and of course the vast majority of CNN's audience can't stand it, but whether you like it or not, President Trump is remaking the United States of America in such a way that makes him the single most influential president of this century. That wasn't some opinion piece that was buried on page 47, as it were. This was a primetime admission that even Trump's biggest critics can no longer ignore reality. The numbers that force this confession are absolutely staggering. Trump has signed 180 executive orders in just 6 months, more than any president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He's implemented tariffs that have skyrocketed from 2% to 18%, the highest level since the 1930s, generating the first budget surplus in almost a decade. In fact, since the last time President Trump was in office back in 2017. But perhaps most shocking of all, as you just heard, Harry Enten confirmed net migration to the United States has plummeted by at least 60%, with America potentially facing negative net migration for the first time in 50 years, meaning more migrants are leaving than are coming in. Now, I want that to sink in for you. I want you to think about what that really means, particularly for the Democrats. For decades, Democrats built their entire electoral strategy around demographic change. Demographic change that they were instituting. They counted on massive immigration to reshape the American electorate permanently. But Trump has completely shattered that blueprint. CNN's own data shows migration levels have crashed from 2.8 million in 2024 to potentially negative numbers in 2025. So, gang, this goes so far beyond public policy on Trump's part. Even CNN is now admitting that this is a complete and total transformation of American society. This is truly the very definition of making America great again. And the American people responding. We've been talking about this for over a year now. We've been talking about the voter registration apocalypse that the Democrats are facing. Voter registration trends are the key predictive indicator for how elections are going to turn out, because people tend to vote according to how they recently registered. And right now, as we speak, in nearly 25 states that keep track of partisan voter registration, the GOP is outperforming the Democrats in every single one of those states. In Florida, Democrats have lost over 10,000 registered voters in a single month, while Republicans continue to climb. The state that once gave Democrats a 600,000 voter advantage has completely flipped red, with Republicans now out-registering Democrats by over a million voters. It's a total and complete inversion of a state that once was the very definition of a purple state, a swing state, a state that voted for Obama twice. Pennsylvania, similarly, they're experiencing a GOP surge, with Republican registration numbers skyrocketing across the Keystone State. They should be red by the midterms. Okay, this isn't rant. This is a systematic realignment that Democrats are powerless to stop. But there's an even more stunning indicator that Trump represents a systematic political realignment. And this, if you're a liberal, is without a doubt the single most terrifying stat of them all. But first, if you're a homeowner like me, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked on your home title? Well, if you don't know, that's the legal proof that you own your house. But if you're like me, the answer is never. Well, the problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. And here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp. They pay a small fee with your county, and boom, that's it. Your home title's been transferred out of your name. Then they take out tons of loans using your equity or even selling your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get collection notices or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you've already been a victim. Use promo code TurleyTalks. It's all one word, TurleyTalks, at HometitleLock.com to make sure your title's still in your name. You also get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HometitleLock.com right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code TurleyTalks. Perhaps the single most devastating blow to Democrat dreams comes from America's youngest voters. Now, look at this turnaround. According to Pew Research, Democrats enjoyed a 26-point advantage among Gen Z males in 2023. 26 points. Fast forward just 2 years later, and Republicans now lead the same group by 18 points, a jaw-dropping 44-point swing toward the GOP in a matter literally of months. This represents a complete generational realignment. And here's the kicker. Young voters typically become more conservative as they age, not less. So Gen Z men are already swinging hard right in their early 20s. Imagine what the political landscape is going to look like in a decade. This is why the political realignment of Gen Z is the single most terrifying reality facing the Democrats today. Not only are they seeing their attempt at importing voters from foreign countries collapse and effectively get reversed into net negative migration, again, where more migrants are leaving the country than entering. Not only are they seeing the citizens of the country overwhelmingly shift towards the GOP and voter registration, but now they've largely lost the next generation. The youngest voters in the country, particularly the young men, are now solidly MAGA. They are realigning with the GOP by nearly 20 points. And again, given that studies show that we get 1% more politically conservative every year we age, they ain't coming back. CNN's own polling reveals the brutal truth about the Democrat Party's collapse. Their net favorable rating has hit record lows across every major poll. They're 30 points underwater in the latest Wall Street Journal poll. They're 26 points underwater in CNN's own polling. And they're 26 points underwater in Gallup. As CNN's Harry Enten bluntly admitted just a few days back, he just came out and said the Democrat brand is in the basement. It's total and complete garbage in the mind of the vast majority of the American public. Again, don't forget, Quinnipiac has them down at 19% approval. As for Trump's part, what we're witnessing here isn't just political theater, gang. This is the emergence of what sociologists call charismatic authority. There's also the notion of the great man theory. Both of these are concepts, particularly the charismatic authority concept, is developed by the early 20th century sociologist Max Weber. So by charismatic authority, he draws from the Greek word charisma, which refers to literally like supernatural grace, a supernatural anointing. So Weber recognized that from time to time in history, leaders rise up who derive their political power from extraordinary personal qualities that followers believe literally are almost supernatural, if not literally supernatural. It's very much akin to what we often talk about on this channel, this notion that scholars call remythologization. So Weber identified that charismatic leaders typically emerge during times of cultural crisis or social upheaval when conventional approaches have failed and when civilization looks like it's on the brink. And that's when populations look for what Oswald Spengler referred to as a Caesar figure, a conquering hero who rises up to save civilization against the threats, both foreign and domestic. That's the kind of appeal that Trump has. His appeal isn't political. It isn't policy. It's literally mythic in nature. And that's why he's able to inspire so many tens of millions to transform not just their behavior, but their fundamental values, their worldview, as mirrored particularly by Gen Z men and the voter registration trends. Trump's rise perfectly corresponds with this charismatic leader model or great man model. He appeared when traditional political establishments had lost all their credibility. He promised radical change, and he inspired a movement that transcends normal partisan boundaries. The very fact that even his critics now acknowledge his unprecedented influence validates Weber's theory about how consequential leaders reshape society. And I gotta say, I think the most delicious irony in all of this is watching the same media outlets that spent years predicting Trump's demise now admitting his dominance. unfortunately for them, rather than learning from their, electoral catastrophe, Democrats have doubled down on the exact behaviors that have been driving voters away from them. They're still calling attractive women in jeans ads Nazi-coded and treating basic American values as hate crimes. This perfectly encapsulates why young men are abandoning the Democrat Party in droves, in record numbers. No sane person wants to join a movement built on performative outrage, gender studies rot, and manufactured emotional trauma. What we're witnessing is nothing less than a complete political realignment. The old rules simply don't apply when you have a truly transformational leader who can reshape not just policy, but the entire cultural conversation. The Democrats aren't just losing elections. Gang, the Democrats are losing the future. And when even CNN admits Trump is winning everything, you know the political landscape has shifted permanently. The only question now is how long will it take for the full magnitude of this transformation to become undeniable to everyone? The revolution isn't coming. It's already here. And even Trump's biggest critics are finally being forced to admit it.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.